Somebody has figured out who killed the Robbins family with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. It was a quirky idea that caught the imagination of mystery buffs. Book packager Bill Adler engaged writer Thomas Chastain to author a whodunit, but leave out the solution. $10,000 was to go to the person who solved the mystery. Anyone else who wanted to know the answer had to mail off for it. Bill Adler says the entries poured in, more than 25,000.
And the interesting part of that was that about 23,000 of them came in the last month. So people waited to the last minute to send in their entries.
Adler says the contest was judged in two stages, and the entries whittled down to 25.
And those 25, which were what you could define as the finalists, were turned over to Thomas Chastain, who wrote the book. And then Chastain made the final selection, which he checked with me because we were co-partners on this thing, and that's how we came up with the winner.
The winner was not a single person, but eight people from Denver, Colorado, all friends and mystery fans. Dennis and Nancy Kelleher were the ones who actually mailed in the solution.
We belong to a group of friends in Denver. We like to play mystery games. And so when the book came out, we thought it would be fun to get together and try our hand at solving it. And so we each read the book separately and drew our own conclusions to it and then got together a couple of sessions and hashed it out and turned it in.
After each of us had read it and had their ideas, we got together in one group and had dinner. It was very social, very friendly. And then just approached each mystery as a separate one, submitted to each other our ideas, made an outline.
Dennis and Nancy Kelleher of Denver. They have split their $10,000 check eight ways with their friends. Incidentally, if you think you can now put Who Killed the Robbins Family behind you, forget it. The sequel is Revenge of the Robbins Family with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.